Hello, welcome. You are listening to Not Crazy, But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. Thank you for listening. Thank you for choosing to listen and support this path I am taking. Welcome to my bi-weekly podcast that I really want to be weekly, but it's been pretty difficult for me to pin down a good schedule for this, but I'm very confident with the classes I'm taking this semester in my schedule that I will be able to do this weekly. I want to do this weekly. I think I have some fear in my mind about, what am I going to talk about each week? Because there's some things that I'm going through, you know, in the moment that I don't necessarily want to talk about because I don't have, you know, all the right words I want to say for whatever the subject is. So I kind of get a little too in my head about that. So it's just happening. We're just going to sit here and talk about literally whatever the hell comes to my mind. And luckily, I do have something I want to talk about. Excuse me. Because it's come up recently in conversation with some of my friends. One second. All right. My apologies. I had to clear my throat and I was not going to restart this episode over because I've already done that twice now. And I've just got to get out of my head about it. So it's come up recently with two of my different friends about me not being friends with this person that I was friends with for like 7 or 8 years. And neither of them really know the story. It's not something, you know, I talked about with them or whatever. But I was like, you know what? This would be good to just talk about on the podcast. I don't know why I hadn't brought this up before. I guess because I don't know why. That's weird. Maybe because I don't want to be disrespectful to the person just because, you know, people are allowed to be different. And I think you can hear my dog snoring. And I also think in the end of episode 13, you could hear Liam snoring as well. So he's just getting older. My pant man, he's like deep sleeping. And if I can hear it through my headphones, I'm like, he's for sure snoring. So I did get distracted. Sorry, ADD, back on track. Oh my gosh. What was I just saying? Oh, I don't want to be disrespectful to this person because sometimes flavors just don't mix. Like, that's my favorite analogy to describe personalities is certain ingredients go really well together and some just don't. And my taste buds have changed regarding this person and how they behave. And that's fine. You know, that works for some people. It just no longer worked for me and I outgrew that. So basically what happened is I was friends with this person through me, you know, living in Arizona, me moving back. I met them when I was working at J. Alexander's back in 2014. We were super, super close. And we kind of grew apart when I was living in Arizona. And then when I moved back, we just picked right back up. When I was finishing my associate degree, I would hang out with her a lot. She would help me. She'd help me study and get through assignments. She was a very great friend in a lot of ways. She really was. And then other ways, I just felt and continued to feel like my personality and who I am was almost embarrassing to her in certain ways, as if I needed to like tone down who I was or who I am, like whether it be me being loud or something I'm wearing, just kind of, I don't know, like almost like a disapproval type of vibe. Like she did kind of act as if like, I mean, she was a tiny bit older than me, but that does not mean that you get to treat somebody different. And that's kind of very much so the dynamic of our friendship. I mean, just to give an example, there was one time when she and I had been we got in a fight at her house, like on a Friday night or something. We were hanging out. And I mean, I'm talking like I'm well into my adulthood here. Like she was probably already 30 at this point. And I was, you know, 27, 28. I don't know. Maybe even, yeah. Like when I say this out loud, it's going to make it seem like I was a lot younger, but I wasn't. I was well into my adulthood. When she and I got into a fight one night, I left her house and she like called or texted my dad about it or something. And it's like, what? Just things like that, that kind of like, I don't know. And maybe she was worried about me, but like, I'm trying to see it from the other side. But none of my other friends have done that. And that, and I've been friends with them like way longer. Like my friend Joan knows my dad really well. And like Joan and I get in fights like sisters, like we fight like sisters sometimes. And she's, I can fucking promise you, she's not calling my dad and being like, Megan left, or texting my dad, like explaining to my dad what happened. It's just, I don't know, just kind of crossed a line that was weird. But you know, you forgive, you move on, you move forward. Wasn't until this girl's wedding that things really started to fall apart. Should I detail the wedding? No, we'll put a pin in the wedding real quick. Let's talk about this girl's trip I went on to South Padre. And this was June 2019. We were actually going for this girl's 30th birthday. And we were staying at my stepdad's condo. And I'm sitting here shaking my head. We went with three other girls, and it was one of the worst trips of my life. I slept outside both nights on the patio because the energy inside the condo sucked so bad. It just was awful. I had met all four of these ladies working at J. Alexander's back in 2014. And so this was fast forward to 2019. I had already, you know, there was just like kind of a lot of history here in the sense of they all knew my ex-husband. So they knew me before I got married. They knew me after I was married. I was still changing a whole bunch. Like a lot of the stuff that I had gone through really shaped me and traumatized me and pushed me to this whole other level of growth, right? And I remember being on this girl's trip, and sorry, dogs are shaking their collars like it's a freaking party over here. Hold on. Hey. I love when he like gives me the side eye. They are being reasonably like quiet, which is good. I like it. All right. So, good God, this trip was horrible. You know, when you just can feel people are talking about you, or like there's just weird energy, like you're not stupid, right? That's kind of what was going on. And it was just like a really shit feeling because I really helped orchestrate this. Like it was my stepdad's condo. Like I just kind of did way too much for, I felt like, how I was treated and the outcome. So yeah, that was terrible. All right, let me get into it. So there was this one night we all went out. This is what ended up being just so horrible about it. We ended up going out one night to this bar, and this group of guys who were there for some, like, I don't know, bachelor party, were hitting on us as a group, and we like danced with them or whatever. And then this one guy I was dancing with, I was single, I was dancing with this guy, and he asks for my number. We're talking, chatting. And then, you know, I find out he's married. Not only do I find out he's married, but he's also got a baby on the way. And I just like full on kind of like, I had like the type of panic attack where I didn't really know what was wrong or going on. But all of like my trauma from like my ex-husband was like being brought up. And I just was like, ugh, like I just had to get out and get away. And I remember leaving, nobody really understanding like the magnitude of what I was feeling, except for this one other person. And I will mention her by name. Her name's Daisy. She's awesome. I still really fucking admire her. She's always been, even if I have felt energy of her talking shit about me or whatever, she's still fucking like, she'll still show up for you. So it's kind of like, you know, you got to take what you know. Whatever that fucking expression is, but I'm just for lack of time and staying on track here. She was really the only one who came to check on me, and like everybody else was trying to tell this other friend of mine, oh, don't go up to her, you're just going to be enabling her. Like these other two girls who were on the trip, who I don't know what their fucking issue is or was with me. That's not my problem. What you're you know, if you have a problem with me, that's your problem. Like, if you're not going to talk to me about it and like, let's hash it out, then as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't affect me at all, right? It was just, so that was a really shitty night. I couldn't really pin why or what the feeling was of like literally having fun with this one guy for like a few moments and dancing and then like us trying to exchange numbers so we could hang out like the rest of the weekend or whatever as like a group. And then to come to find out that this guy is just like a fucking sleaze hitting on, you know, women out when he's, I think they were from Oklahoma or Alabama or somewhere in South Padres, like way down there, like, you know, way down there. So he was pretty far away from his fucking wifey. You know, that wifey fucking called me later. It was like an unknown number. It was from his phone because I remember the area code and I remember like the town and fucking state. This was also 4 years ago. So now at this point, I don't really care like about the details. I'm trying to like recall what all happened. But yeah, I remember somebody calling me later. And I just remember thinking that's got to be the wife. She was probably going through his phone being like, who the fuck's number is this? You know, like once he returned from his boys trip. So I think there was a thought I started in there, but didn't finish about how, yeah, like he wasn't from Texas. So it was just kind of like sleazy to me. Like, ew, he was just like hitting on people on this boys trip. And he's got like a wife and a baby on the way. I was just so, I don't know. Like the whole thing was just, it just fucking triggered me, period. Like, it just did. And my friend wasn't being that great of a friend because she was being told that if she were to be a good friend to me, that that's then enabling me and my behavior, which, fuck those girls. I mean, seriously, enabling, like, you don't even know the shit that I had gone through then. So it was just kind of, it was a very eye-opening trip with what, like, with my relationship and friendship with this girl. Because it did change after that. And that's also why I didn't feel so bad letting go of the friendship after her wedding. Because this was just a culmination of things throughout the years that I had let kind of just, you know, like water off a duck's back type of vibe. But I couldn't do that anymore. All right, so let me finish the night of the creepy guy who has a baby on the way. So what happened was, is I ended up like just, I think I was like walking back towards the condo and walking up Padre Boulevard. And yes, that, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry. This is weird because normally what I would do before an episode is kind of like think through something, but I didn't realize that this story was probably actually a good story to tell leading up to the whole wedding thing later. Because actually the next day the girls wanted to still like meet up with those guys. So we did. And it was funny because only one of the girls was single aside from me. So it was just kind of like the whole thing was just weird to me, but whatever. Like we were there for whatever. Okay. Just shut up. You can tell I have like a lot of different feelings and conflicting thoughts about this, but all right. So sorry, I'm trying to think of where the fuck I was talking about. Oh, the next day when we met up with these guys, they were like, was that you walking up Padre Boulevard at, you know, blank, blank time? And I was like, yeah, that was me. I was like, I was pretty fucking pissed off. So it's pretty, that always amazes me, like how much or far we can walk or do things when we're angry. Like, have you ever noticed that? If you're pissed off, you can get a lot of shit done. Like you can walk pretty fucking far. You can walk pretty fucking fast and you don't, you know, give two shakes of a lamb's tail about, you know, anything else. So we hung out with them. I remember, don't really know what happened with my friend ended up just getting a ton of anxiety. And she just, but I mean, here's the thing. Things were bothering her. Like she like, I don't know. She curled her hair. Oh yeah. She like curled her hair and then we went out and we're at the beach. So it's like, you know, salt water and, you know, sea spray basically from the fucking ocean. And she like kept complaining that her hairdo that she fixed up was like going flat or whatever. And it was just so hard not to be let's say like Joan was complaining about something like that, which like she never would. Like I would be like, okay, well then don't fucking like do your hair when it's like we're at the beach, like, duh, right? You know, we have that type of relationship. I feel like if I were to have done that or been like this with that girl, we just didn't have that type of relationship. So it was really hard for me to bite my tongue because there's just things where, you know, like, I just felt like she was making issues to then complain about. Like, and that's very much so the way that I can. And I'm very much the type of person who, like, let's solve the problem. Like, let's get ahead of it. And not that, you know, granted, this was also years ago. Maybe she's not like this anymore about going to the beach and doing her hair. But I just thought it was, like, just little shit where I was like, damn, like, I don't know. We just weren't, it just wasn't vibing, you know? Like, that's not my, it's not my style. I don't know. So anyway, my friend ended up having like a ton of anxiety and like didn't want to go out. I think this was like our on Saturday night at the beach because we showed up on a Thursday or Friday. Yeah, Thursday, Friday, whatever. So this was Saturday night at the beach. She didn't want to go out. So it was me and these three other girls. And we ended up doing that sky coaster thing where I ended up doing it this past summer for my birthday with Keith. Just if you're not familiar with what sky coaster is, just look it up because I really don't know how else to describe that really quick. So we did this sky coaster bungee type of vibe. And we had like all this adrenaline afterwards. And this trip had been so fucking shitty, just really weird energy. Like, mind you, I was out with the girls who were telling my other friend not to. So it was just not to enable me. So it was just really like weird. But I, you know, like all things, you just persevere, you just keep going, just be professional, be the bigger person. Like, I wasn't gonna let these fucking bitches ruin my trip when at this time I was working for my stepdad and absolutely hated my job. And I was really, really looking forward to this trip. And I wasn't gonna let anything, you know, essentially ruin it. Like, yeah, it was a shit ass trip, but like, there were still fun moments, you feel me? So after we went bungee jumping, we had all this like adrenaline. And we were sitting outside this gelato shop and my friend Daisy went inside and she came like went inside this like other beach store, you know, because they're all like essentially in a strip. So they're right next to each other. She comes out with this hermit crab in a fucking tank thing. And I was like, I don't know much. I didn't know shit about hermit crabs at the time, but I knew that you can't just get one. All right. Like, no. And I immediately Googled that and it said that, you know, their names say that they're a hermit crab, but that's like a misnomer. They don't like to fucking be alone. They're actually very social creatures. So I told her, like, because she got the hermit crab for her stepdaughter. And so to entice her to get another one, I was like, hey, like, if you go in and get another one, like, I'll get one too. Like, and so I went in and I bought two hermit crabs. She got another hermit crab. Then that was my most fun time, was hanging out with Daisy the night we got our hermit crabs, because we then ended up like going to the beach when it was dark and like we were getting sand and we were just having a blast. Like, she really just kind of showed up and came through for me that during that time, because it had been, and you know, it's funny, so we weren't even there celebrating my birthday. We were there celebrating my friend's 30th and one of the other girls' 28th birthday, which I honestly, to be real with you, didn't even realize we were celebrating her actual birthday down there. So it was kind of like, so it kind of feels selfish and egotistical to sit here and be like, oh, you know, I had fun, you know, for one night. But it's like, yeah, if you're going to the beach for someone's birthday, you should all be having fucking fun. It's not like fucked up to sit here and be like, well, I'm not having fun. It's not like I'm trying to say like, I need attention. It was just like, it's really shit energy to bring people into like your family's home and them all like basically talk shit about you. And best way I can describe it is the energy was so shit and cold inside the condo that I elected to sleep on the fucking patio. I just did. Anyway, so we had a lot of fun doing the whole hermit crab thing. So that's how I ended up with my hermit crabs. The next morning, after I had purchased the two that prior evening, I went and I bought a baby or like a smaller crab, smaller hermit crab. So that's how I ended up with three. Then fast forward to September of the same year, September 2019. And I had heard that Daisy like just didn't really want the crabs anymore. Like her stepdaughter wasn't really into them anymore. And I was like, well, mine are thriving. I'll take them. And I like kid you not, she had them dropped off at my house within like 2 hours. And I immediately upgraded my hermit crabs, like aquarium vibe. And I guess an aquarium has to have water, duh. So this is like a, we're just going to call it a crabitat, the fucking habitat for crabs. So that's how I ended up with 5 crabs. One died along the way, you know, all right, that happened. So I had 4. And then when I went back to the beach this past summer for my 30th birthday, I got 2 more. I think it was 2, or did I get 3? I don't know, y'all. I've got like 6 crabs, and it's just hard to keep up because a lot of them are buried, like they bury to molt, to shed their exoskeleton, to grow and, you know, be able to change up into different shells. So yeah, I think I have 6 though. Anyway, that's how I ended up with hermit crabs. But let's fast forward then to, no, actually when we came back, oh no, here, let me finish the trip for you. Let me finish this fucking hell of a beach trip. So we were supposed to come back on a Monday, I think. Yeah. Yeah, we were supposed to come back on a Monday. I think it was like we showed up on, the dates were June 20th through June 24th of 2019. So this is going to fucking piss me off. I'm going to have to go and look this up now. Because we all know that I like dates, right? Oh, it says you can type it. June 2019. Okay, wow, it's in my calendar. Thursday, June 20th through Monday, June 24th, we were supposed to come back, but we ended up coming back on that Sunday. So after we had hermit crab fucking bungee night on Saturday, when my friend had massive anxiety, didn't go out, didn't do anything, I knew that some of the girls were leaving on Sunday. And then it was just my friend and I. And then it was just such an awkward, weird day. Like, it was just she and I, and we had like a pool day. It was just kind of weird, like just weird. And I just knew it. I was like, I feel like she wants to go home. Like, so I was just kind of like, well, do you want to go home tonight? And we literally like packed everything up and we left that Sunday night. We were like in traffic, going over the bridge and leaving the island for like an hour and a half, which was horrible. I have a huge fucking pet peeve of traffic, and like we'll only like, oh, it was just, I literally felt like I was in hell. And we had to drive 5 hours back home. That was just such a shit night. I just remember, like, she was kind of like sleeping on the way back, not really, like, and I was the one who drove the whole way. It was just really shit. So after that trip, I really needed a big break from this person. So I did not see her for a while. I don't even know how we got back to, you know, met back up or whatever, but we did. She had got engaged, let's say it was, I think, Christmas 2020. She asked me to be a bridesmaid early 2021. I said yes. At that point, I didn't have a job. I was in school full time. That was my first semester going to the university I'm currently attending. And I was like, well, how the fuck am I going to afford to be a bridesmaid? Like, and I knew being her bridesmaid that there was going to just be, you know, things like, I get it. You know, you just know, like, there's some brides where you know that it's like going to be more relaxed and then some more uptight. And that's OK. Like I said, going back to the fucking different flavors of people. It's all right. You know, so if I sound, and if I'm being disrespectful, I'm really trying not to, like, I'm really not. I'm probably hurt in some ways still from things that have gone on, so I might sound hurt, but I'm really trying not to be disrespectful because I do think this person is a great person. We just, the friendship no longer served me. Gross ass coffee. It's like coffee either has to be hot or iced, and this is like, hey, we've been sitting out since, you know, what time? Who knows? 9? So an hour and a half. Anyway. So I needed a little coffee break because I didn't even realize I was going to talk about that hellish girl strip. Anyway. All right. Let's get into it. So I decided to go back and work at J. Alexander's. Truly, the main reason was I needed money to be a bridesmaid and help, you know, shower my friend. I wanted to do that. That did, like, of course I felt some pressure to, like, what was I going to be, the broke ass bridesmaid? No, like, come on, you have to like get a fucking job and do shit, which it actually all worked out. Like it did, because that was also like, I needed a job anyway, because Keith and I were trying to like live together or like potentially live together. So I did. It wasn't just that, but that's what really kickstarted me going back to Jay Alexander's. Oh, wow. God, it's crazy to think about how all of that happened. You know, in 2021, I had, I swear, like 4 friends get married. Okay, Chloe got married. Becca got married. This person that we're currently talking about got married. Holy shit, who else? I swear I went to 4 weddings. Oh, well, those were 3 of my friends. And then we went to one of Keith's friends' weddings. So we did go to 4, but one was on his side. That was like, I've never had a year where more of my friends got married. But it makes sense, because I think some of them were supposed to get married in 2020 and then it got pushed. Like, all makes sense. But yeah, that was crazy. So it did make sense that I also needed a job to be able to, my friend Chloe lives in Pennsylvania. I wanted to travel and be there for that. And there was just things that I wasn't going to not do. So I needed a job. So it kind of just all happened at the right time. So I started working at Jay's again, March 2021. And I only worked there for a year. I stopped working there March 2022. God, it's weird to think that we're already in 2023. Like, weird. So, all right. But let's just talk about how, okay, if I couldn't show, so I didn't show up to any of like the, I couldn't show up to the, where was that? Her bachelorette party that they chose, I think was the weekend that I literally said, I cannot go to this. That was because one of my closest oldest friends, Becca, was getting married June 12th. And that was the fucking weekend that they chose to go away. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going. But I ended up sending, I think it was Daisy, some money to be like, hey, I want to help like fund the like winery or this or that. Like I was still trying to like help be part of it and do my part as a bridesmaid. Which, yeah, okay, we'll just shut the fuck up. So then, okay, no, actually, I'm not going to shut the fuck up. Let me just explain that really quick, because I feel like it depends on what type of bridesmaid like duty you have, depending on the bride. Like I'm going to say there's some weddings where I've spent way more money. Well, what the fuck kind of accent, way more money? There are some weddings where I've spent way more money than others. And there's some where I literally have not spent any. Like Becca's wedding, like, no, she was like so easy go. Like, it's just, anyway, there's some very easygoing people and there's some very like, not. And I spent a lot of money, I think, altogether for this person I'm no longer friends with's wedding. And I get it. Money can come and go. That's a very privileged thought, I mean, to say and have, because not everybody can be like that. But I mean, I'm in a position where luckily I was okay with spending what I spent and, you know, not seeing it ever again and it going to this person's weekend that, you know, I think I'm getting ahead of myself. So let's just jump to the wedding and how I was treated. This is literally why I'm choosing not to be friends with this person anymore. Because, and I guess I shouldn't really worry about being too disrespectful, because I felt like there was a complete lack of respect for me, at least during that whole weekend. It was just, I felt like who I am was a problem around her, you know, new family that she was marrying into. I mean, best way I can describe it is like, it was just so uncomfortable. Like, I could just tell, like, whether it be like me and my laugh or just my aura and energy, like, I just thought that literally the best way I can describe it is who I am. Me just being me and existing as Megan was an issue. She gifted us these robes to wear while we were all getting ready. We're in a room just full of ladies, just women. And I guess the photographer was there and he was a male. I could really give 2 flying shits. Like, I really don't. Like, I'm way more, I guess, comfortable in the sense with my body too. But I also wasn't even showing anything. But I guess how the robe was fitting me, it was too low cut. Like, taking a deep breath, because it's just so funny. Because, like, you would think that, like, my literal boobs were, like, hanging out. And of what boobs I, you know, hardly have. So I guess I offended her, like, going to be sister-in-law, and to where I was then asked to put on a fucking, like, undershirt underneath my robe for pictures. And it just, and I didn't have anything with me, like, at the house we were all getting ready in. I had to drive back to where I was staying, fucking rummage through my bag, find, like, a camisole that wasn't even, like, a, it was an actual shirt. It wasn't even, like, a, it was, like, a spaghetti strap, like, fuzzy shirt. Because this girl was getting married at the end of October. And it was fucking cold. And this was in, like, Dripping Springs, Texas, wherever the fuck. So it's, like, colder when you go out towards the country. So it was, like, a cute shirt that was, like, a spaghetti strap that, like, I didn't, no one, no. Like, I was not prepared to, so no. Like, I think the pictures looked like shit of what, like, the robe pictures. They all look like shit because, in my opinion, I just think it's really lame, like, when you're in a room full of women and somebody tells you that, like, oh, well, your friend's, it's like, what I, like, literally the type of people I need in my life and want in my life would be like, oh yeah, I gave these women those robes. Like, you know, like, I can't help it if it's too low cut. Like, she's fine. But to, like, isolate me, make me seem like I'm the fucking problem to appease your new family was just like, that's just not how I am. I'm just so not like that. And I don't want to be around people like that. And I know that was just one little incident from the weekend, but there was other things. Like, I remember, oh, I also spent like $200 to get my fucking makeup done. And I didn't even do that for my own wedding. My cousin Jane did my makeup for my wedding. Literally, I had went to Sephora. We did my makeup at Sephora. I bought the shit so that, because it didn't make any sense to me. Why pay? We're all just different. I get it. But I didn't see a fucking point in paying somebody to cake the shit out of my face for $250 for one day when I can go to Sephora, literally buy all of the products. I still have them. The eyeshadow palette that I used for my wedding, if I ever fucking need eyeshadow, I still have it. I don't care if that's like it's expired or whatever because it's been fucking 7 years. I don't really give a shit. My point is what? It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I'm not going to pay somebody that much money to do my make. I'm just different. I was just raised a bit different, I guess, in the sense of I'm just different. All right. I was also fucking barefoot at my wedding. So, you know, bite me. I spent more for this girl's wedding on hair and makeup than I did for my own in that regard. And I just didn't like the way it was handled. I just didn't like the way it was just kind of gauche. I just did not like, I don't know. And I was like, God, next time you commit to being a bridesmaid, you need to ask how much of it is expected of you financially. Because I was like, hello, I'm over here. Like, I'm on financial aid from the government going to fucking school. And yet I'm supposed to spend, you know, $200 on hair and makeup. I guess that's what it was together. Whatever. I don't fucking know. It was just way more than like, I guess I could have said no. Yeah, that's very fair. But when everybody else is doing it and it's like, may as well, right? It was just, I don't know. I guess my whole point was that I spent a lot of money and the way that I was treated was not okay. That's really what it comes down to is like, you know, I get it. You wanted us to like all look a certain way and be this, that, whatever. And like, I don't know. I get it. We all have choices. I guess I really just fucked up with not asking how much would be expected of me financially. So I guess kind of one of the last things that really just, I don't know. I don't even want to discuss that because it's just stupid. Like, honestly, because my whole problem was too, is that the next day when I was walking with her to go like kind of clean things up a little bit or just like see the site the next morning because you have to return vases and all this shit, right? And she was like, oh, well, that costs $70 and this looks like that. And this, she was just like bitching about like how much money she had spent on things and then like the way it looked or whatever. And I'm like literally thinking, yeah, how the fuck do you think I feel? Because I, you know, what pissed me off was spending the money that I spent on getting my makeup done and it fucking did not look good. I literally specifically told him that I didn't want to look cakey at all. I like the no makeup, makeup look. Like, please don't put all this shit on my face. Please don't. It really reminds me of being on the dance team back in the day. I was on the dance team for 1 year, which will be a whole other episode. That's a great way to introduce that. I literally just typed dance off on my fucking paper. Dance episode. Dance off. That's funny. Could you imagine having a dance off? No. That was a funny thought though. So yeah. But then, okay, so her energy towards me after, like, I was a little upset. I was just kind of, like, ticked off about the way my makeup looked. And she's like, what? What's wrong? Like, she was just, like, the way she would come at me with things. Like, she was just, like, and I get it. You're a bride. You're on one. It's your fucking day. But, like, I've also been a bride. And I didn't treat my fucking bridesmaids like that. Like, I just didn't agree with how she treated people. Namely me. I mean, the way she treated her parent was questionable. But, you know, whatever. You don't know both sides. You just know one. So it's time, you know, it's hard to, but it's hard to like not judge after knowing how I've also been treated. And it was almost like she was just embarrassed about who I am and my free spirit or whatever. But ironically, when she got all of her photos back, she sent me a couple and she was like, I love this one of you. It's like the epitome of you, so free. And I like couldn't hold back. Confrontation doesn't freak me out. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell you how the fuck I feel. And I was like, well, that's funny you say that because I felt like me being me was an issue for you that weekend. No reply. No reply to that. Just stonewalled my comment and we've never hung out since, truly. I mean, I returned her vases for her, which I was told was on the way home, and it certainly the fuck was not on the way home, but that's fine. Like, bridesmaid duty, you know, you sign up for shit. I get it. Ooh-hoo. But her friends who had flown in from, because this girl's originally from Pennsylvania. So her friends who flew in from Pennsylvania or wherever they were from, one was cool. The other one was a bitch. And like, no, like they just weren't welcoming, like weren't good. And it just makes you think, oh, I bet you my friend talked shit about me to this person. And then it was just like this whole vicious cycle. So I remember going back and looking at some of my videos and this girl, like I saw her, like the way she like side-eyed me in my own video was just like, I was like, yeah, I wasn't making up how I was feeling that weekend. You know what I mean? Like my feelings were validated through like this one glare I saw this girl give me when I was like recording this video when I was drunk. I was like, sorry, you're pregnant and can't fucking party. Fuck you. But I just was like, I'm not going to be treated like this. I was treated really not okay. Aside from just, I don't know how else to describe those like awkward little whispers when you're not in the room. And then as soon as you come in, it's just like weird. I felt that a lot that weekend. And I was like, for how much money I'm spending in time, effort, time off or whatever. And like, you know, I was in school. So you like doing school shit around that. Like, it was just it's like, what a joke. Like, seriously, what a fucking joke. I deserve way better from a friend. And yeah. So the last time I saw her was December 23rd, 2021. I'm getting my years confused. But she had come in to visit our friend Daisy at the bar at J. Alexander's. And I like went up to her and said hello. And we were chatting for a little bit. And that was the last time I saw her. And yeah. And I'm okay with that. Like, I really am. Like, she was a good friend in some ways. And then she couldn't be a good friend in other ways. And not in the way I needed. Sorry, I'm drinking my apple juice. It's delicious. I love that. Martinelli's 100% apple juice. It's so fucking good. And then you can save the glass bottles for, like, propagating plants. Yeah. So, I don't know. I hope that doesn't sound too petty to be like, she asked me to put on an undershirt. I'm not your friend anymore. Like, that's not really what it is. It was basically just the treatment of, like, what I should have said was, well, can I just take the fucking robe off? Like, I don't want to wear the fucking cheap ass robe then if, like, I'm going to have to modify my outfit. That's kind of how it was just, like, I just felt like I was somebody's puppet that weekend. And I guess that's, like, I don't know. Maybe that's how some people like it to be or whatever. But I think after being also part of other weddings and being friends with other friends and having been a bride myself. And like, that's just, no, there's just some behaviors that aren't excusable. And that's one of them. I never got an apology, never got, like, there was no accountability on her end. And you don't get to just treat people the way you want because you got married on some fucking day. Like, no, it doesn't excuse that at all. So you can go off and, you know, have fun with your new family who's deeply offended by low-cut robes that you picked out on your friends who literally have the smallest tits in the world. So there's that. I just need to be surrounded by people who are more free and, yeah, can just tell people to go fucking suck it. It's like, cool, go suck a fucking egg. Fuck off. Like, don't come at me and my friends. Like, it's just the whole appeasing thing where I'm like, I just disagree with. Like, the whole, I just do. And that works for that person, doesn't work for me. Got to take myself out of the equation, which is what I did. So I'm thinking that we're going to stop this here because that's good. That's great. I want to chug my apple juice and I got to edit this and then go to school. But I want to talk about dance in my next episode. And I'm really hoping that my friend Joan would like to do that with me because we were on the dance team together and she happened to stay on it longer than I did. So it'd be really awesome to get her perspective. And then I want to talk to my friend Caroline too, because she and I were messaging about this and she was like, I'm waiting for an episode about dance because there's a lot there. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And I actually found our, like, a group photo of all of us. Most of the girls are in their clogging uniforms. And I, like, sucked at clogging. So I was still in my hip hop outfit. And I'm standing next to this girl that I'm no longer friends with. And we were both in our hip hop outfits. And it's just so funny because it just brought back all these memories of how I, like, refused to, like, basically do clog. But the ironic thing is I still clog around my house. Clogging lives rent free in my mind. And I'm constantly, like, clogging around. And it makes no sense because I did not want to do the clog routine. So we're just going to leave this here because, and if you don't know what clog is, you better fucking Google that because you've got some homework. Because we did jazz. Hold on. We did hip hop, jazz, novelty, and clog. And this was 1 year of my life, but it made a huge ass impact. And we're going to leave that there because you just got to keep listening. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening and being part of this journey. And as always, reach out if you want to just talk about anything or hang out, you guys. I love you. Thank you.